This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest regarding an interim committee.
We will be working on a draft report, which we will circulate.
The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection has been meeting often during the past few months. When the panel most recently met on October 20th, Chair Senator Bill White of Joplin talked about the idea of creating a Medicaid dashboard.
Your general thoughts on a dashboard approach that is in the works. Do you see that alleviating some of these concerns or making more public the data? I mean, this is data that the state has the right to know. And if it's difficult for me to get a hold of it, it's almost probably impossible for citizens to get a hold of. If I were a person on Medicaid, that dashboard went up and running will allow me to look and say, well, Company A does a lot better with their diabetic program. They have a higher percentage rating. And Company B isn't as good, but they have more cardiac and whatever their programs are.
Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasilla, who also serves on the committee, says she is seeing issues at rural hospitals.
There's been so many times when my area hospitals, which are limited, but they tell me about situations where we have somebody come into the ER and they are emotionally challenged. They end up breaking the law or assaulting a staffer. And then you end up with a corrections piece coming in with the local city officials, the local county sheriff. And then there's no place for these people to go. They're not really going to be able to be placed incarcerated because they haven't had a trial, whatever it is, but they're continuing to assault staff. It's a very difficult situation.
Committee member Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says there are limits to what hospitals can do.
My chief of staff is working on a problem this moment about a patient who is going to be released back home today from a hospital because the hospital can't do anything more for this patient. But this patient has significant violent behavioral issues and the family cannot take the patient back in. And at the moment, we're trying to figure out where this patient can be sent. I'm just telling you that this is a real problem that I'm glad we're discussing and it's going on in this moment as we have this discussion.
She adds she believes it is time to upgrade technology across the board.
We as a state during this time frame need to think about not such individual silos of updating our computer systems for each department or each area separately, but find ways to communicate across departments throughout the state so that we can, for those intersecting issues that come up, that everybody is able, that needs to have access to the information and that we aren't stifled by continuing to move forward in a very siloed manner.
The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection has already released one report, with the final report expected sometime soon. The panel has until the end of the year to wrap up any remaining work before it would be dissolved. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.